Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Two longtime public servants are before the House Intelligence Committee testifying at the first public impeachment hearing. Our Juliet Papa is following it all and has a live report from the 1010 Winds newsroom.
And Larry, at this impeachment hearing underway in Washington, Ambassador William Taylor continues his opening statement. He step by step is spelling out how he learned of President Trump's motivations for his actions in Ukraine. He was privy to the phone call made by the president to Ukraine's president.
As the committee is aware, I wrote that withholding security assistance in exchange for help with a domestic political campaign in the United States would be crazy. I believed that then, and I believe it now.
He described Ukraine as a key ally to the U.S. He says Ukraine worked mightily after ousting a corrupt president allied with Russia to support a new president and construct a new government. Prior to his statement, Assistant Secretary of State George Kent made his opening remarks and referred to efforts by Rudy Giuliani that Giuliani was making to ask Ukraine to look into whether Ukraine was behind email hacks in the 2016 election.
As a general principle, I do not believe the United States should ask other countries to engage in selective, politically associated investigations or prosecutions against opponents of those in power, because such selective actions undermine the rule of law, regardless of the country.
Now, President Trump has not yet tweeted since the hearings began. Earlier this morning, he said there was no quid and no quo to his conversations. He's actually described them with the Ukrainian president as, quote, perfect conversations when he asked Ukraine to do him a favor. The White House has also tweeted this morning and says, new hoax, same swamp. Live in the newsroom, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
A man sleeping on a bench inside the 14th Street subway station in Chelsea with his dog next to him was attacked in a dispute with another man this morning. The man was stabbed in the leg. The dog was stabbed in the leg. The injuries, not life-threatening. The victim was taken to Bellevue Hospital. The dog is in the care of Animal Care and Control. The attacker fled and police have made no arrest. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was not on the bench for oral arguments today due to illness. A court spokesperson says RBG is home with the stomach virus, but she's expected to participate in the cases by reading the briefs. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 86. Police in Nassau County are searching for a man they say slashed two others in the face after demanding money. This happened inside the Broadway Deli on Broadway in Hicksville around 10:30 last night.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.